This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. One of the most common topics that features in social discussions of Muslims is unity. And we all desire, hope, aspire, and have this dream that one day the Ummah can be united. But we also need to realize that if I cannot go across the road and reconcile with my brother, and I cannot reconcile with my sibling, then it is quite far-fetched to imagine those on the hierarchy that the Muslim leaders in their capacity can overlook their differences and unite for the Ummah. When we want to really understand the true meaning of unity, of closeness, of proximity, of mu'akhat, then we have to go back to the golden era of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and again look into the impeccable legacy of the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I take you back to that historical moment when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived in Medina. Right, he arrived in Medina. لم تر المدينة يوما مثلا. Medina in its history never seen a more great, supreme and amazing day than the grand arrival of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. People had climbed on the rooftops في آطام المدينة, and they said, جاء نبي الله, جاء نبي الله, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has arrived. The mind freezes to begin to imagine the joy, the ecstasy, the jubilation, the excitement, the euphoria that had enveloped the Medinites on the grand arrival of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the first things that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had done after he arrived in Medina in the first six months, in the house of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he established this amazing unity. He established this amazing unity. And this unity was established on the grounds of Iman. It had no basis on your color, on your ethnicity, on your tribe, on your complexion, nothing. تسقط به فوارق النسب واللون والوطن فلا يتقدم أحد ولا يتأخر إلا بمروءته وتقوى. It was piety and nobility that was the criteria through which a person could excel. Other than that, everyone was equal. So just to share with you few names between the immigrants and the helpers. The immigrants were the people of Mecca who migrated, and the helpers were the residents of Medina who were based in Medina. Allah speaks about it in the 28th juz of the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. That those who were staying in Medina were sincere in their iman. They loved the influx of the immigrants. So there was no xenophobia. There was no xenophobia because they welcomed those that came into Medina. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took 45 muhajireen and paired them up with Ansar. There was no objection to his pairing. There was no reservation. There was no counter argument. He said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is paired up with Kharija bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu is paired up with Itban bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu is paired up with Sa'd bin Rabi' radiallahu anhu. Zubair ibn al-Awam radiallahu anhu is paired up with Salama bin Salama radiallahu anhu. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu is paired up with Aus bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu is paired up with Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu is paired up with Abu Ayyub Ansari Khalid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Abu Huzaifa bin Utba radiallahu anhu is paired up with Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu is paired up with Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu is paired up with Abu Al-Haytham radiallahu anhu. Bilal ibn Abi Rabah radiallahu anhu is paired up with Abu Ruwayha, Abdullah bin Abdul Rahman Al-Khath'ami radiyallahu anhu. So many sahaba, one after the other, were paired up in this amazing union. And you know what was the most amazing thing about this union? Was the selflessness of one for another. So Sa'd bin Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu says, I was paired up with Sa'd bin Rabi' radiyallahu anhu. I was paired up with Sa'd bin Rabi' radiyallahu anhu. And when I came, Sa'd bin Rabi' radiyallahu anhu welcomed me in his house in Medina. And what did he say to me? Wow. This was the grounds of unity. My situation today, and one of the hurdles and the setbacks and the impediments that we have. So we have this very rosy theory. We have this very rosy theory that we can, rescue the planet of its crisis. And the challenge that we face, why we don't make progress, and it's only theory, is I believe the world will change the day you change. And you believe the world will be a better place the day I change. So I feel you must change, you feel I must change, and nobody feels he must change, so nothing happens. It's just these topics and discussions and these great debates and nothing productive comes out of it. But no, each person was selfless in his own capacity. And if the ummah can only take this message of selflessness, our destiny will be different. I often say in my talks that some of us have decided to live a life of luxury, the price of which is others are deprived of necessity. Some of us have decided to live a life of luxury, the price of which is others are deprived of a life of necessity. And yet somebody else said, very amazing, it's not how much of your wealth you will give Allah, it's how much of Allah's wealth you will keep for yourself. It's not how much of your wealth you will give Allah, it's how much of Allah's wealth you will keep for yourself. That was the I. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf says, when I came to Sa'd bin Rabi' radiyallahu anhu's place and I was paired up, he said, I'm happy to inform you, inni aktharul ansari mala, from all the residents of Medina, I'm the wealthiest of them all. Wow. If I had that muscle and wealth, I'm going to conceal it, camouflage it. Why must I disclose it? Why must I tell him? I can do the basic and the average and the common. I don't have to tell him all my assets and my wealth. He said, "For uqsimu laka nisfa mali, as of today, I will distribute half my assets exclusively to you." My brother, did you hear that? My sister, did you grasp that? My young child, did you absorb that? Let me say this again. "For uqsimu laka," our kid, as a child, as a toddler, grapples to share his toys with his sibling. As the child grows up, our child has a difficulty sharing something basic with the child in the neighborhood. And then we grow up and we think we calculated and methodical individuals, and we grapple and over inheritance or over a shop or over a car or over a land, there's a dispute and then we don't speak for years. I often quote that very profound Urdu poem in which the poet says, "Bachpan mein apne bhai se din mein 10 martaba ladte the, magar sone se pehle gale lagate the. Bare ho ke jo ek martaba lare to 10 saal tak baat nahi karte." When I was a kid, I would have 10 feuds with my sibling in the day, but before we retire to bed, I forgive him and he pardons me, and we embrace each other and we retire to bed. And that was life. And then we grew up and we evolve, and now one argument separates us for a decade. That is why the other poet said, "Wo bachpan ke din kitne khoob the, bachpan ke wo din kitne khoob the, jab do ungliya jorne se dosti hua karti thi, ab to gale milne ke baad bhi munafaqat nahi jaati." Those were the glory old days when you tapped your finger. You tapped your finger and you became bosom friends. And you became bosom friends and close, to each other. Now you embrace each other. You rub shoulders, yet the hypocrisy doesn't leave. And yet the third poet said, and I'm just having an influx of these thoughts in my mind at this moment. Wo bachpan tha, jab subah ke baad sham hua karti thi. Ab to subah ke baad seedhi raat ho jaati hai. Those were the glory old days when there was morning, and then there was mid-morning, and then there was noon, and there was mid-noon, and then there was evening, and then finally it was the nightfall, and then there was darkness. Now we live in a time where it's the brightness of the day, and immediately thereafter it's the darkness of the night. There's no meaning, there's no closeness, there's no proximity. So anyway, he said, I'll distribute half my assets. And then I have two of my spouses. وَانْذُرْ أَيَّ زَوْجَتَيَّ هَوَيْتِ. You can modestly glance. If you are attracted to anyone, نَزَلْتُ لَكَ عَنْهَا. I will then step down. And once she goes through the عِدَّ period, you can then wed her. My word. It's just beyond, even in theory, we grapple to imagine that people lived on this earth with such selflessness. We've become so selfish. I was saying to my spouse the other day that one of the reasons why we cannot help the world, or we do not help, is that I want to help without compromising my life. So my holidays must not change. My eat outs must not change. My lavish lifestyle must not change. My exclusive furniture must not change. My perks must not change. And if there's anything beyond that surplus, then probably, maybe, occasionally, if I really feel the need, I might assist. So that, unfortunately, is not going to help the crisis. That's not going to help the crisis. So, subhanAllah, that was the selflessness of Sa'd bin Rabi. Abdurrahman ibn Awf said, Barakallahu lak. May Allah bless you. Hal min suqin fihi tijara. Just, you are my eyes here in Medina. Can you show me, is there a marketplace? And he says, yes, we have the marketplace of Qaynuqa. He says, Jazakallah, I will go there and I will trade. And he goes to the marketplace, he borrows some money and he purchases one, two items. Faja'a bi'aqit wa samn. He purchased some butter and some cheese. Thumma taba'a al-ghudu. And then he started going daily. And here I want to exhort my youngsters out there that if there's anything Islam disapproves and dislikes and something that is repugnant in the eyes of Allah, is to sit idle. Is to sit idle. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, Inni la'akrahu, inni la'ubghidhu ar-rajula farighan, la fi 'amali ad-dunya wa la fi 'amali al-akhirah. If there's something I despise, is a person not doing anything constructively for his material world or for his spiritual akhirah. So in other words, keep yourself active, be focused. He didn't have anything, he started, he moved his hands and legs, and then wealth started growing. It wasn't long thereafter he got married. The Prophet ﷺ said, Tazawwajt, Abdurrahman, are you married? He said, yes, I came to Medina. He didn't have any wealth, he didn't have any asset, he didn't leech off his brother, although his brother was offering him everything, he didn't exploit the generosity of his brother. And that was the uniqueness, selflessness from Sa'd bin Rabi' and self-restraint from Abdurrahman ibn Auf, which created the best of bonds, created the best of bonds. I'm saying to you, my brother, and I'm saying to you, my sister, selflessness. Let's move from selfishness to selflessness, and our homes will become a paradise.